Well, good morning once again. Lord, once again, we thank you for this day. Lord, once again, we thank you for all things that you do. Lord, I just pray for your blessing on your word this morning. I just pray, Lord, that you'd open our hearts to receive it. I just pray, Lord, that you'd speak to us through it. Teach us things we need to know, things we need to learn. Change us, Lord, into what you want us to be. Lord, open up heaven for us this morning. Pour out your spirit, pour out your love, pour out your word, Lord. May it all be from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture this morning was from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. That's not where we're going to be, by the way. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Matthew 5:14 through 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. How do we know at night when it's dark that the sun exists? Now just suppose for a little while that our memory goes away as the sun goes down. And in the dark of night, we can't remember the sun. What do we have that proves its existence? I don't know why I had so much trouble with that word. We have the moon. The moon does not have its own light. The moon reflects the light of the sun. How does the world in its darkness know that God exists? Because of the light that reflects off his people. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Are there any questions about this? It's really pretty easy to understand, isn't it? Is it a suggestion? No. It's a commandment from God. In fact, it should remind us of the creative commandment of Genesis 1. Which is the first commandment of the Bible. Let there be light. Is it much different? No. It says arise. Arise from what? Arise from everything you're going through, everything you're dealing with, all your problems. Arise from the cares of the world. Arise from your pain. Arise from your suffering. Arise above it. In the Bible, water represents chaos. Jesus walked on the water. He walked above it. We're supposed to be above all our problems. Why do we arise and shine? There's two reasons that are given. For thy light has come. And for darkness covers the earth. Your light has come. It's our light. It's come to us but it also comes from us. Paul talks at several places in his letters that that which I received, I give to you. That which I received, I share with you. Should we be receiving, we should be receiving. Shouldn't we be sharing the light that we have? Do we shine on our own power? No. The moon doesn't shine on its own power. It reflects the light of the sun. We also reflect the light of the sun. We are able to shine, we are bound to shine, and we desire to shine. Able to shine. Isaiah 42:6, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. If he calls us to do something, he's going to enable us to do it. He's not going to call us to do something and just watch us fall on our face. He's going to help us. He's going to get us through it. We're going to be able to do it. We are bound to shine. 1 Corinthians 9:16, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, but necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Woe is unto me if my light does not shine to a dark and lost world. We desire to shine. Psalm 40, verse 8 says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. I delight. I enjoy. You know, not only does God make things better for us if we obey him, it makes us happy. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The Lord shall rise upon thee. His resurrection shall be your resurrection. We are crucified with Christ. We are buried with Christ. We are resurrected with Christ. Verse 3 talks about the Gentiles shall come to thy light. The Gentiles, the heathens, the non-believers, the world. What percentage of them will be saved because of the light in us? What percentage of them will be saved because of Christ in us, the hope of glory? We don't really know, do we? But what percentage of them will be saved without it? A lot less. For light has come. Where does the light come from? It comes from Jesus, the true light that gives light to every man that cometh into the world. For darkness covers the earth. Where does the darkness come from? In Isaiah 45:7, it tells us that God forms the light and creates the darkness. But that's not talking about the same thing. Because if you read a little further in Genesis chapter 1, it says he calls the darkness night. God created the night. He created the day. The other darkness in this world is not created by God. I'm going to talk about three darknesses. They're all man-made. And they're all satanically designed. The first one is the darkness of ignorance. The Bible says his people perish for lack of knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge is freedom. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The people have a lack of knowledge, mainly because the enemy blinds them to it. 2 Corinthians 4:3 and 4 says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." The second darkness is the darkness of sorrow. The Bible speaks of the spirit of heaviness. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness, sorrow. David said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Yet David knew the answer. Because every time he said that towards the end of whatever psalm he said that in, he says, "Yet I will trust you, because you've always been faithful." The third is the darkness of sin. Our sin takes us further and further away from the light, doesn't it? While these darknesses didn't come from the hand of God, the remedy for them does. For the darkness of ignorance, we have the word of God. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." Some translations say, of a certainty, I say unto you." Another translation says, "Most assuredly, I say unto you, I say unto you." His word is truth. One of my favorite lines in the Bible is in John 14. Jesus said, "If it were not so, I would have told you." Just straight ahead, matter of fact, just so honest, such an open, honest statement that I can't help but believe it. "If it were not so, I would have told you." In other words, you can take it to the bank, right? David said in Psalm 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." For the darkness of sorrow, we have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. We have joy unspeakable and full of glory. It could be argued that it can say joy unspeakable and full of light. I like a lot of different types of music. One type of music I like is Southern gospel. I like the old type. I don't care for the newer stuff. I don't know. But the Happy Goodman family, they've been around for, I don't know, a bazillion years, I think. A long time. But there's a song that they sing. "He walks the dark hills." They're not dark because he's there. They're dark because we're there with our problems, with our struggles. He walks the dark hills. He walks with us to take away our sorrow, to lift our head, to change our circumstances, to strengthen us, to get us through it. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me." No matter what we're going through, he's there with us. And he's going to get us through it. When you walk through the fire, when you walk through the flood, "I will be with you." I'm reminded that it doesn't say if, it says when. But it also says through. For the darkness of sin, we have the light of the world, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world and restores us to fellowship with the light of the world. John 9:5, Jesus tells us that he's the light of the world. Matthew 5:14 says we are the light of the world. Is there a contradiction there? No. thy light has come. He came from heaven to earth to be like us. And because he became like us, we can become like him. One of the wonderful benefits of Christianity is the transformation that we can experience. We can read about that in Ephesians chapter 2. I'm not going to read it, but it talks about how once you were just like them, once you were lost, but it also says, but God. But God reached into our lives and pulled us out of the miry pit we're in. The nearer we live to him, the more we become like him. Arise, shine. So what do we do with the light? We let it shine. When do we arise and shine? Every day. Every morning. Sometimes more often than that, right? For some of us. Arise, shine, for thy light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. You know, those that come through our serving line or partake of our other services are looking for something besides food, clothing, and showers. Without knowing it, they're looking for assurance that God's light can still shine on them. They won't admit it. Many will deny it, some profusely. But there is, I believe, a deep yearning inside everyone. How do we let our light shine? It can start with a smile. From there is just a short jump to joy, to peace, to love, isn't it? It opens the door to those other things. And from there, someday it may be said what is written in Isaiah 9:2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the shadow, in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. So what do? We let our light shine. We don't hide it under a basket. We could sing that song, I guess, but we won't. Let your light shine. That way people know who you belong to. Yeah, I remember seeing a television show way back when I used to watch television. And it was a crime drama, I think, and there was a Christian in it. One guy made a comment and someone else looked at him and said, I didn't know you were a Christian. Wow, what an indictment. I didn't know you were a Christian. Someone isn't letting their light shine, are they? My pastor up in Oregon used to say, several times he said, if Christianity were illegal, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Let your light shine. Let there be no doubt. We thank you. Lord, once again, we praise you and we thank you for all things, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you do provide the light, Lord, that we can shine to others. We thank you, Lord, that you'll get behind that light and may it have the desired effect that you desire on the people that see it, Lord. Open up hearts to receive the you that is reflected in us. Help us to live lives, Lord, worthy of your calling. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for your light. Your light that shined in my life years ago, that provoked me to jealousy, that put something in front of me that I said to myself, I want that. Lord, may it be like that for others. Lord, I pray that you'd go with each one of us today. I pray, Lord, for your blessing on our day and on our lives, Lord. And keep us safe, Lord, until we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming. That concludes our service. Remember, tonight, 6 o'clock, Lee Strobel, the